Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so great to connect with you. On today's show, I'm going to bring on somebody that I actually met this past weekend. And what happened was there's this friend of mine that I've known for about 4 or 5 years now. And a lot of times my schedule's so busy and her schedule's so busy that we've kind of had a hard time catching up. And this last weekend, she had a gathering at her house, and there was like 8 of us that got together. And her place is on the coast with these high rises. You know, it's one of the high rise buildings overlooking the water. And it was just beautiful. It just felt like this magic night because all of the women there were just a really great group of women, just all amazing. I mean, everybody kind of had their own specialty of things that they were in or passionate about. And we were all sitting around talking, sharing what we did. And it was fun. It was just a really, really interesting group of women. I mean, one woman is somebody who's just into fashion and has so many different things that she does with fashion. And she just glows and radiates. It's beautiful. Another one is into, you know, songwriting and just does this incredible music that's, it's beautiful. It was just this glowing group of women that were all just really happy. And so it was this perfect night, you know, just one of those nights that you go, okay, this is just epic, just sweet. And this woman that I'm going to bring on today is one of the women that I met there. And as we're all kind of sitting around and talking and laughing and enjoying, she mentioned that she had been having some hip pain. And I, of course, you know, didn't want to go into it at that moment, but, and of course she didn't either, but knowing what I did, she was like, well, you know, what should I do? And how does this work even with the mind? And I told her, I said, you know what? Why don't you come on the podcast, be a volunteer. It'll be fun. We'll have a great time. And I'll show you how your mind works with healing your body. And so here we are today. Here we are. And as you notice, so I'm about to dive in a moment, but as you'll notice when we get started, because I did meet her in a bit of a social setting, I already know her to an extent. I mean, we only spent a couple hours together and it was talking about all kinds of random and fun things, but it allows me to be a little bit more playful with her. And so I banter back and forth a little bit and a little bit less serious. And part of the reason I do that is because, you know, we already spent time just laughing and connecting. And another reason is that you'll notice we get to some really sensitive spots as we're working. And there's a few times that there's just a lot of emotion coming up for her and she's got some tears going on. And as she's really addressing what's going on at that deeper level. And so there's just some really tender spots. And as always, you know, because I want to help somebody to get to the other side to see the power of their mind, there's a little bit of creativity or silliness that might occur to help navigate those and help her navigate her mind to get to the other side. And notice as we go through it, there's a lot of really good key points as we go through this about using your mind, even for your life and changing your life. And so I think this is just so relevant on every level, not just healing, but also the awareness that our thoughts do help create our life and really looking at that at a deeper level with some self-awareness as well. So that's what I'd recommend paying attention to. As we go through it, there'll be some questions that I'm asking her that would be really great if you kind of ask yourself that same question, you know? So as I'm asking her, you might ask yourself, you know what? How much am I really doing this or that? And that can be really helpful self-awareness for change. So that said, let's go ahead and dive in with Denise. Hello, Denise. It is so great to connect with you.
You too. I'm very excited to be here.
Right? It's just wonderful to connect with you. All right. So what's going on today? You have physical pain?
I do. A lot. I know. I did listen to your last podcast, so I don't know if you want to focus on all of it or if you'd like the whole list.
Look at you. You're on it. I love it.
I've done some light stalking.
Beautiful. Very, very impressive. I hope you left a review and a comment.
Oh, I need to do that. Okay, I will.
Yeah. Wonderful. We just want to get it out more and more.
Yes,
I love that.
Of course.
Fun. I love that. So, so you are experiencing pain. So yeah, let's just start with one part. Okay. And what all is going on?
Okay. So the main thing is my hip. So I know I have some tears in my labrum and I have issues in my neck too, but the one that seems to be screaming at me is my hip and my back. There's times I feel like I can almost not walk, okay. You know, too much information, like just going to the bathroom, you know how you have to kind of lean to finish up? Like that's just excruciating, you know, because I'm right-handed, so I have to lean to the left. It's my left hip. And so just like the easiest, most mundane things are, it doesn't ever not hurt. It always hurts, but yeah, it always is painful. That's a better sentence.
I got you. It's like,
yeah.
So I get it. So, bingo. All right. All right. So right now, if you check into your hip, what is your current level? And actually your hip and your back, what is your current level of pain? In those locations?
Maybe like a 6-ish.
Okay. And bingo. Let me just go ahead and find it. It just did a little spike right there, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I felt that. I was going in to feel it.
Yeah.
I felt as you went to sit down and
I
you
did
moved.
It just for you. Ow, it did it again.
It will warn me next time I'm feeling your energy that
okay,
you're
going to do. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm joking. No. It's perfect. It's it's perfect. It's funny because of this feeling of being able to just feel what somebody else is feeling, and then when you went to go move, because I was feeling for it, and then you went to go, and I started to feel it, and then you went to go move, and it just shot up, and I was like, oh.
I saw you jerk.
It's like, oh, hi, found it. So that was funny. Bingo. All right, let's see. Give me 1 second. Okay, so let's see. All right, so we're going to go in. We're going to go in very, very light. We're kind of going to go in this from like a big picture perspective. Okay. If I ask you, if you feel like there's been something that's kind of been bothering you from your past, feeling like you did something wrong a while ago, like 8 years ago or something like that, you've just felt heavy on you.
Okay.
So just for a moment, if I told you that, well, of course, I mean, as a kid, I did not make one single mistake ever. Not one.
You lived a different childhood than me, sister.
Wait a second. Do you know any kid that never
right.
made a single mistake ever?
I know some that think that they didn't.
Well, I hope you picked up on my sarcasm.
I totally did.
Good. I'm just being silly. So, so pretty much we all made mistakes, right?
Ouch. Yeah.
Okay. So we've all made a mistake at some period of time, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yes. Now imagine for a moment if somebody made a mistake when they were like 5 years old and then like at 20 years old, they still feel bad for it. How's it? And 30 years old and 40, wait, like when do they get to stop feeling that?
Right. Okay. I don't think that they have the, if it was that young, they probably don't have the wherewithal.
Okay. Now let's say somebody does something wrong when they're 35 and then they turn 45. How long till they get to not feel bad for it anymore?
Until they say that they don't feel bad for it, I guess.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to notice any part of you that has almost felt like you were, like you're carrying old stuff around, like bad about the past of different things.
Like forever, for like mostly everything I've ever done.
Yeah.
Since I mean, really, like, you know, like I think we can even, we can dive, you know what I mean? Like, cause that it's so, so not specific because I'm like one of those people that pretty much always thinks I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's just kind of my MO.
So, but just for a moment. Okay. So notice how you have this pattern of always feeling bad about the past. Mm-hmm. Okay. When do you get to feel completely good, completely free of it, completely deserving of a great life? When do you get that?
I don't know.
Like 70 like or to, 80 yeah. or 100 or when?
I would like to now.
Now? Okay. And bingo. Bingo. If you look at that pattern in your life of feeling bad for something, feeling bad for it, feeling bad for it, feeling bad for it, like, look at all that. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever not felt so bad about something from the past?
Probably not. Mm-mm.
Okay. So, so if I told you that there's somebody who's, okay, let's do this. Bingo. Let's say there's an 8-year-old and he gets in trouble. And then he says, can I go outside and play with my friends? What's the answer?
No.
No.
Typically.
Okay. Typically no, right? Typically, that's going to be a, that's the linked up answer. Okay. So just for a moment, I want you to notice that there's a part of you that's always kind of always felt bad for the past. And that's been following you around. Okay. And basically what I'm seeing is when I'm looking in your hip, I'm seeing it basically like dampening your overall level of joy and happiness.
Okay.
Bingo. And so just for a moment, could I ask you to find the feeling of what it would feel like to feel like you have permission, like that 8-year-old that we talked about? Maybe it's a little girl, maybe it's a little boy, but either way, that 8-year-old is now off of punishment completely. Okay.
So the 8-year-old feeling that way?
If the 8-year-old was completely off of punishment, what would that feel like to the 8-year-old? Or if the 25-year-old really actually let things go completely, what would it feel like for the 25-year-old to feel liberated, or the 40-year-old, or the 60-year-old, or what would that feel for somebody to really feel completely like they let it go?
Very freeing.
Okay. Now, given the fact that you're the only one that's ever made a mistake, you know, the rest of us are
right,
all...
Right, of course. Perfect.
Perfect. Yeah. And I've never made a mistake, right? But no, really, given the fact that all of us have made a mistake, all of us have done something at some point, and some we've all been hurt, we've all ended up hurting somebody, we've all blah, 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 like not necessarily intentionally or not or whatnot, but we've all made mistakes. And so if you look at life, do you think everybody should be on punishment?
No.
Okay. So just for a moment, could you look at yourself and could you allow yourself to be off of punishment?
Yes.
And could you let go of the past authentically? Bingo. 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 Okay. So here we go. Bingo. All right. So first and foremost, if I ask you what your level of pain is, what's your level? 0 to 10.
It's like 5, 4, 5, 4.5-ish, 5. That's very clear communication.
So notice you were looking trying to find it.
Yeah. But notice it, at first it had actually gone down. There was a lot of effort to try to find it, which is good. Let's go. Yeah. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Bingo. Great. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment, can you close your eyes?
Mm-hmm.
And can you bring in the feeling of what it would feel like to have complete permission to be happy? Complete permission to be happy, to enjoy life, to live fully. Bingo. So I'm going to ask you to bring that in, and then we're going to move into another piece. Now, the best way to describe it, so there's always multiple pieces in here, and so I'm going to bring in another piece that's going on. Can you see the part of you that's really actually kind of just tired of the physical world?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I ask you why you're tired of the physical world, why is that?
It just feels hard.
Okay. So when you were in grade school, did English or learning how to read or math, did any of those ever feel hard?
I don't remember.
Okay. Is there anything that used to feel hard that is now easy for you?
So many things.
So many things. Okay.
Yes.
So
like when I opened my studio, it felt very hard in the beginning, and then it was second nature.
I love that. I love it. And bingo. And you have a dance studio?
I used to. I sold it. And now I'm an interior designer, which feels hard right now because it's a new industry for me.
Okay. Okay. And so great. And do you think it'll get better and easier?
Yes. But sometimes I feel like starting a new career at my age is exhausting.
Okay. And what if it was easy?
That would be amazing, you know?
Okay. And you believe your thoughts help create your life?
Of course I do. Yeah.
Okay. So if your thoughts help create your life, how much would you say your thoughts have been focused on where you want to go and really embodying where you want to go?
I'd like to say 50-50, like 50% there and 50% of concern and worry, but I think it might sometimes not be 50-50.
Okay. All right. Now, have you ever gotten in a car and drove 50-50? Like 50, like 1 foot 50% on the gas, another percent 50% on the brake?
No.
You should try it sometime. How fast do you think you'd go?
Probably not very fast.
Do you think it'd feel hard to drive? Like if I went out and got in my car and put 50-50, would you, and I would be like, this driving is so hard to do.
Yeah, I think you'd go a whole lot of nowhere.
A whole lot of nowhere. Okay, so sometimes does it feel like it takes a lot of effort to get where you wanted to go?
Yeah, okay. For sure.
So is it possible that you could get, just like when you, like you said, you're with your studio, you open that, and now interior design, and you get better and better. You said all kinds of things that you used to not be great at that you got better at, right?
Yeah.
And so is it possible that if I was driving like 50-50 on the gas pedal and 50 on the brake pedal, that I could get better at that?
No.
No, I mean, if I decided I'm going to do it differently, could it go better?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Like maybe if you took your foot off the brake.
Okay, good. And so I could get better at that. And it would probably be frustrating if I was driving like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you said, all right, life has been feeling a little bit of a struggle, and you could say to yourself, I'm so tired of life. It feels like a struggle and blah, blah, blah. Or you could say, God, everything's feeling like a struggle. I need to drive this car a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. And it could be really freaking fun. Right? Now, if you started driving life, so to speak, differently, and you had a couple ways of using your mind to actually create an even better life, and you got better and better and better at it, how do you think that would go?
Amazing.
How would you feel about life?
Great.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want you to notice how you would feel, F-E-E-L, how you would feel about life if everything started doing that. You got good. So instead of saying, I'm tired of life, you said, hey, This is feeling a little bit like a struggle. Let me do this differently. Let me get better at doing better at this. Let me make it fun. Let me make it awesome. Let me make it so enjoyable. What if I'm just doing this and my head's in that space and I'm doing it and it's fun and it's enjoyable and it's easier and easier and easier and easier? What would that feel like to you? How would you feel about life? What would be one word you would use to describe the way that you felt about life if that was the case?
Happy.
Happy. Can you bring that feeling in of how you would feel about life? And by the way, have you ever heard before how you feel about life is the way life is going to feel about you?
No, but I've heard similar.
Okay. So, bingo. So I always talk about a lot of different ways that we see that energy affects the body. And even during my injury, when I was like looking for ways to recover, you know, the Bible even, because I was like, you know, looking at every single thing from Bible to quantum physics, metaphysics, everything, you name it, psychology, neuroscience. And in the Bible, it says those who love life will eat the fruit of. And I thought that was really beautiful.
Yeah.
But either way, it's kind of like this, is if somebody came up and they were like, oh yeah, Denise. Like, how would you really feel about them? You wouldn't be like, right. Oh, yay, it's so great to see you.
Let's hang out.
Hey, buddy. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. But if somebody comes up and they're like, oh my God, hey, Denise. How do you feel about them?
Of course.
Okay, yeah. So watch this. What if you're like, hey, life. Uh-huh, I see you.
Right.
Life is like, yeah, I see you too. Right?
Yeah.
It reflects that back to you. So just for a moment, so I'm going to ask you to, again, bring in that feeling of happy towards life. What it would feel like to feel like, oh my God, I'm getting good at this thing called life. I'm getting good at this thing called manifesting and using my thoughts and really getting them there. I'm getting good at this. And it feels awesome. And not only that, but I freaking love life. And the more I love life, the more it loves me back. And it's exciting. And it's awesome. Beautiful. And I ask you to feel that as much as possible. Feel it, feel it, feel it. Bring it in the feeling. What would that feel like? Bring that feeling in as big as you can make it. Bingo. Bingo. When I ask your body if you deserve to be happy, it says 0 to 10. It gives me a -7. Why is that? Do you know?
Wow. I don't know.
First thing it says is because other people aren't happy. Are you familiar with that programming?
I'm familiar with feeling guilty for other people. Like not guilty, but sad for other people.
And if I ask you how much that's been a theme in your life, how much has that been a theme? Let's go this way real quick.
Uh-huh.
What if one person was sad and then every person was sad for that sad person?
Be horrible.
Okay, well, wait a second. You wouldn't recommend it, but you... Okay, so how
I
often
know,
do you...
I don't know how to really detach.
Uh-huh. Okay, so here we go. Mm-hmm. So if one person was sad and then every person was sad for that person, what would life look like?
Miserable and sad.
Okay, so what if one person was sad and everybody else maintained happy and that other person just started going, okay, look, let me be happy. Let me join in.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, bingo. So what would the world look like? Let me ask you, if you go hang out with somebody who's really, really, really happy, does it affect you?
Of course it does. Yes.
How does it affect you?
It makes me really, really, really happy.
Ah, okay. So instead of feeling sad for people, what if you felt, if you saw sad people and you said, that means I really got to stay happy because it's going to be helpful.
Right.
Yeah. Your body just said to me, can I really do that? Bingo. One second. Okay. So I want you to think about just for a moment, walking around very, very happy. And things were really, really, really getting easier in your career. What would that feel like?
Like amazing. More like freedom.
Okay. Can you imagine where you'd like to be six months from now in your career?
I don't know the exact picture, like if it's working for someone or working for myself or collaborating. I just want it to be creative in design. I want to make a difference and I want to be around amazing people and I want the finances to be great.
Okay. And so,
all of that to come together.
Okay. So just for a moment, could you picture yourself 6 months from now walking around with the biggest smile on your face, being very, very creative, feeling so good about what you're doing, loving it, feeling just, you have the biggest smile on your face, loving life, happy with life, and making good money, and feeling really, really, really great about what you're doing, loving it. The money's there, you feel great, you're creative, you have the biggest smile on your face. And how does that feel?
Really good.
Can you see the part of you that almost wanted to cry during that? Okay, so this is, you see where this is where the emotions are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I would say that the gas pedal, you know that car with the 50-50 on it?
Yes.
I would say this part of your life has not quite been the 50-50 brake pedal and gas pedal, right?
So like 70-30.
Okay. And how is driving a car like that, by the way? 70-30.
What?
I said, how is driving a car moving forward at a 70-30? How is that?
About the same as 50-50.
Okay. So breathe for a moment. Okay, notice the party that's got a lot of fear, that's got a lot of stress regarding all of this stuff, right?
I have like a big, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how.
Okay. You know what's interesting? Bingo. I didn't know how I was going to get better, but I just decided I was going to do it, right? Mm-hmm. And this is what I see all of the time. It's like when we don't know how to do something and we start seeing ourselves doing it, we picture ourselves doing it. We start to feel it and we start to make it a reality. And then all of a sudden we have this idea that says, you know what? I could do this. Or we're taking action towards it. And it's like, let's say that you do have this vision and you start getting it in your mind. And you go, okay, well, I'm going to open up my business license and I'm going to do this and I'm going to start moving forward and I'm going to put myself out there. And then maybe all of those things come true. Maybe you're like going, you start getting your business with it. And then also somebody else says, hey, I want to collaborate with you as well. So you do that with some projects. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but then somebody else says, hey, can I hire you to also work for me and blah, blah, blah. And you have all of these things going on, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens is this, is If I think about my vision in life as being the compass, it's going to point me in a specific direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, for example, that I want to go to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
That is right now currently west for me. Like the ocean's mm-hmm. about 20, a little, couple miles west, put it that way. Okay.
Right.
Now, if I point myself north and make a ton of effort, how long till I'm going to get there?
Never.
Never.
Oh, well,
okay.
You'll get to one ocean, but it'll be a while.
Past Canada. And
I mean, it'll be a long while.
It's going to be like a frozen ocean. Yeah. All right. Okay. So what happens is a lot of times, whatever was programmed in our mind is controlling our direction. So if we say, I can't do it, it's like, I'm trying to get to the ocean. And then somebody comes along and is like, Brandy, you're facing north. Do you realize that's why you're not making it?
Right.
And so when we start to get a vision in our minds of what we want, it starts to direct our compass, hold our direction. So in other words, let's say I was like, all right, what do I see myself at the ocean? I see myself at the ocean. I see myself at the ocean. I see myself at the ocean. Now, it's not necessarily that that means that there's a stork that's going to come pick my butt up and fly me to the ocean.
Right.
But it does mean if I'm like, all right, I'm going to take some steps towards the ocean. And next thing you know, you're like, hey, Brandy, you're going west towards the ocean. And I'm like, yes, I'm going in the right direction, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the part of the reason that we always want to keep our vision clear is it's not that we don't take any action. We just wait for somebody to deliver. Maybe I'm like, oh, well, I'll just visualize it and wait for the ocean to be delivered in my lap. Okay, which could be inconvenient if I'm wearing clothes because right. Then I get wet and without. But either way, all right. So, random. All right. So. Oh, any reason to laugh is a good one. Okay, so when we have our minds focused in the direction that we want to go, and then we take action from that space, it's not necessarily that all action is going to be perfect, but the actions will end up getting there. So that's what you'll want to do, is you'll want to make sure that your vision is there. Now, notice when I said to you, picture it, when I said, look at your vision, you're like, I'm not really sure what it is. Okay.
Right.
So no wonder why it's hard. Imagine if I said, I'm trying to go somewhere and you said, where? And I said, I don't know. And you said, have you got there yet? I don't know.
Right.
Okay. So, so getting that in is key. And then of course, as we take action towards things and enjoying and staying lifted and staying in our vision and taking action towards it, incredible things open up. And I see it all of the time, all of the time. So, but notice at first you didn't have a vision. And then when you did bring it in, it brought you tears to your eyes. Mm-hmm. Like, right. Okay. Which is saying, hey, there's some hurt going on there. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm going to ask you again to go into that vision. I'm going to ask you to picture it. See yourself walking around, you got the biggest smile on your face, loving life, feeling creative, doing what you love, loving what you do. You see how big your smile is. You keep your head pointed in that direction. Things start unfolding. Those times you just happen to meet XYZ person because you kept your compass in the right direction. You fuel it, all of these things, and you keep it going. Bingo. Bingo. And feel what that would feel like moving forward if you knew you could do that. If you knew for sure you could do this. If you knew 100% sure you could have that. How excited would you be?
Super excited.
Okay, so I have a question for you. As you're picturing that, if you knew 100% sure you could have it,
mm-hmm.
would your level of motivation go down, up, or stay the same?
It would go up.
Go up. Would you want to take less action or more action?
More.
Yeah, you feel motivated. You feel right. motivated. So a lot of people go, okay, well, let me create a vision and then I'll just sit on my couch and wait for it. That's when you have an excited vision, that you, when you have a vision that you're excited about, that you want, it makes you want to move, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so just for a moment, imagine if you kept that every day, you were excited about it, your compass was focused towards it, and you had this momentum and motivation. What do you think that that would, where do you think it would lead you a month from now? 2 months from now?
Somewhere forward.
Somewhere
besides
forward.
Just sitting in my car, not going anywhere.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the brakes, right?
Right.
Okay. And could life get a lot easier that way?
Yes.
Okay. And bingo. Bingo. All right. So I'm going to ask you to stand up and notice your level of pain.
I'm going to say in the 4-ish range.
Okay. Right. And that time it didn't shoot way up. It
yeah.
Twinge,
it didn't.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Notice that. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to stay standing. Okay. And I'm going to ask you to walk around and notice that. Okay. So notice that's the first time it didn't actually twinge as you went to get up. First time. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to pause and hold on to something so you don't fall or anything, but I'm asking you to close your eyes.
Okay.
And bring it in. Hey, like, okay, so first and foremost, you notice the difference in pain clearly or no?
Yes.
Yes. How powerful is your mind?
Very. Oh, I just
closed. Okay, that's okay. You're good. But how powerful, you notice the difference in your pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how powerful is your mind?
Very.
Great. So I want you to picture either you can't do this and there's no use and it's really hard and you're never going to be successful at it and it's really hard. Or I want you to picture You're freaking amazing. You have the biggest smile on your face. You're doing it. You're creative. You're making the money you want to make. You're feeling really good. You're walking around. You're partnering with you. You're doing all different kinds of things. You're loving it. You're being creative. You feel good about what you're doing. Or you could picture that old picture that failed and it's really hard and you don't know how to, and it's done. It's stressful and it's all those things in life is blah, 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 blah. What's your choice?
The better one.
The better one. Great. Yeah. Get that in. Get it in. Get it into your mind. Get it into your mind. Not 70-30 the wrong direction. Get it into your mind. Get it into your mind. Feel it. Get it into your mind. Feel it. Your new picture. You're loving it. You have a smile on your face. You're feeling so freaking good. Get it into your mind over and over and over. What it feels like, how you would feel. Bring that into your body. Feel it. Good. And I'm going to ask you to walk around. Notice what your level is. And you can open your eyes, by the way, please.
I know my living room. More like a 2-3.
Okay. So more like a 2-3. Mm-hmm. You don't notice that strong twinge, right?
No. Okay.
Who's doing it? Me or you?
Me with you coaching.
Right? Okay. But whose mind is powerful?
Yeah. Mine.
Yeah? Totally. So just for a moment. And of course, both of ours. But that's exactly what I'm saying. Your mind is powerful.
Yeah.
Okay? So great. So I want you to notice the part of you that's like, life is blah, and I'm tired of life and exhausted and tired of life and blah, 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 blah. And life is so hard. And what I want you to do is go ahead and keep feeling that way. And in about 10 years, let me know how that goes for you.
Will you even talk to me in 10 years if I'm like that? You're like, I used to know this girl.
I met this woman once and did this.
Yeah, she was.
Okay, so bingo. So would you even want to be that? Is that what you'd want to be 10 years from now?
No.
Okay, is that what you want for your life?
No.
How much do you want it to change?
A ton.
How much are you willing to do the work to change it?
Willing, for sure.
Great. Current level, 0 to 10.
2-3.
See, I got about a 1.3. I'm looking around, just feeling around. Give me 1 second. Okay, so that's what I have. I'll just... it's a little bit further in the hip area. Joint area. There we go. Okay. 1, 2. Bingo. Okay. Bingo. 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 Can you see the part of you said, but I can't do it? And can you see the part of you that's been telling yourself you're old?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Okay. So I want you to think about how powerful your mind is, right? And now say, I'm old and stupid. I'm joking. don't put that in your mind. Say, I'm young, vibrant, feel incredible. Don't use your mind for negative things.
Okay.
Okay? So yeah. You're gorgeous and vibrant and smart and capable and powerful, right? So bingo. All right. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you how much you want to... Okay, so bingo, let's see. Give me 1 second. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. I'm going to ask you to find the feeling that if I can change my life, if I can go from injured, wheelchair, walker, cane, falling apart, a train wreck, and not just my health, but every area of my life, and other people you've heard before, others say, our thoughts help create our life. Einstein say our thoughts help create our life, right? Metaphysics, quantum physics, all of these things. So would you say you've mastered that?
No.
Okay. Would you say that's life's fault?
No.
Okay. Would you say that there is opportunity for you to grow in this area?
Absolutely.
And would you say if you really actually did it, you could actually have a better life? Would you say that's true?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you think your chances are if you follow through that you could actually figure it out?
Pretty good. I have a logistical question. Like, how did you sit and meditate every day? Like, how do you, this is the how do you do it thing, but like, are you, is it, do you know what I'm trying to say?
I know exactly what you're trying to say.
Okay, good.
I did meditate for a long period of time. And it didn't work for me. There's a lot of things that I tried a lot of things along the way. What I did was really coming down to shifting specific things in the mind. So notice we are working on specific things. So, one of the things that is allowing, so part of the thing is if I summarize 60% of what's going on, of the energy that I see, is part of you has been in a long-term path of punishment, of feeling bad about everything, mm-hmm. okay? And then simultaneously, because life has not reflected all the changes that you wanted to make, that has felt like life is hard. And then as you've been driving with 70, 30, or 50, 50 gas pedal, brake pedal, you felt like, wow, this really is hard. And then the other part's been like, well, mm-hmm. I'm kind of just freaking fed up with life. Isn't there something more to life? And the thing of it is if things were going in flow and you felt good and you felt happy, you would say life is freaking amazing. Right. And there was definitely a time when I hated life, when the idea, the words that I love life would have never thought that those would, like, which I wouldn't have never told anybody, you know, it's very strong during my injury.
Of course.
But I mean, even the feeling that I had towards life was just, oh, another day and oh my God and blah, blah, blah. And now I'm like, okay, like, can we just add an extra 100 or 200 years onto my life?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want this ride to end.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I don't want to have to go to sleep every night either. I want to stay up and do more things. Okay. So I want you to notice the part in your mind that says, but can I really do this? Can I really make mm-hmm. a change?
Yeah, it's there.
Mm-hmm. 0 to 10. How big is it?
10.
Yeah. I'm going to say, this is what I'm going to say, Denise. Mm-hmm. Everybody else can do it, but you. Everybody else has to. Everybody else can learn how to use your mind. I'm but you. Or you've already seen your pain go down already to 3. And it's like, well, wait a second here. Mm-hmm. Or your mind is amazing.
Yeah.
Or everybody else can do it for you. Their mind works, yours broke. Like,
it's interesting. It hurts more when I feel victim-y, like right now. It's hurting mm-hmm. more.
At a yeah. level, I feel about a 4.
Yeah.
4.2, yeah. Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. You brought it. Mm-hmm. Look at how powerful you are.
Amazing.
This is so fun. So you want to get like back up to a 6, 7, 8?
No.
No? Okay. So what would you need to do to get it down?
Like start the life I want.
Okay. So close your eyes. Bring it in. Our thoughts are amazing. You saw how powerful your mind is. So as you see it go down and then back up, and as you experience that, notice how powerful your mind is. So what do you want to focus on? I want you to think about your vision. Mm-hmm. Make it your own. Notice how it feels. If you were in that vision right now, bingo, you're in that vision right now. I want you to see yourself in that vision. You have that big smile on your face. So grateful, so grateful. You have that smile on your face. You're creative, making money, doing things. And by the way, you deserve a great life. And by the way, you deserve a great life. You don't have to punish yourself for past stuff. You're done. You deserve that happiness. You deserve the great life. Bingo. Okay, and there's one other thing that's kind of still stuck. 2015. There's guilt from 2015, a lot of it. Do you know why that is?
Yeah. I do. Okay.
Bingo. Okay. So that
my studio.
Okay. That's okay. So, so just for a moment without going all into it and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. That part is stuck. Okay. And so the part that's stuck that won't, I was trying to just move it forward. But that there's a sticking part there. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we could go into it, but let's see if we can work around it just for now. So just for a moment, could you be okay with it? Oh my God, you could like punish yourself till you're like 80. This is exciting. Okay, are you done?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So what would it feel like? There you go. Good. Better. Better, better, better. Okay. What if you were completely at peace with it? 100%. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's 70, 30, 50, 50.
I know. I know. Yeah.
Completely. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times what I like to do is, well, is basically I like to show people how powerful their mind is. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, so I want you to notice your current level of pain.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. It feels so much better.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's your level?
Like a one.
So yeah, like a 0.781 right in there. Okay. So
yeah. Yeah.
All right. So the thing of it is I could push more on this and we could squeeze it and get and mold it to a zero.
Yeah.
And we could spend the time and then we could get there. Okay.
Yeah.
But the thing is, by now, can you see your power of your mind?
Yeah.
You see the difference, right?
Yeah.
You haven't jolted me in pain in a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. So great thing. And can you see that there's some stuff that you're going to really want to clean up and really make it happen? Mm-hmm. The other thing is that you've really lost, you want to get back that love for life, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful. Now I have to say watching you work through this. And I know the thing of it is, again, we could push and push and push, but the real gift is authentic change. Is if you said, because this is what I'd love to see. Not only do I want to see you get your vision of what you want, interior design and successfully doing all these things. Absolutely. Do I want to see that? Absolutely. And for your soul and for your body and for your health and your life and all these things, I'd love to see you get rid of this pattern of feeling guilty for the past all the time. Yeah. And I'd love to see you fall in love with life fully. And I'd love to see you master the power of your mind and where you're going, okay, I created this and now I want to do this. And this is so fun. And really feel, and even when you first started creating that vision of being interior design, you could see and feel like your energy was like, oh, you felt one motivation. You remember, you're like, oh my God, I want to do, that's how I feel about life all the time. And that's how we want to feel. Like there's something that we look forward to, because some people go, yeah, well, I'm visualizing and it's not coming yet. And it's like, if you're visualizing and it's not making you motivated and excited, there's something that's wrong with it. Like, and I'm not saying there's something that's wrong with them, because even when I first started like visualizing, I felt like my visualizer was broke. Also, there's certain things that in the mind that if you go to visualize, you could actually feel groggy or tired or dizzy. And it just is an indication that there's other programming that needs to be changed in the mind. And I know that a lot of these, I make it look really, really easy, but it the goal is really about authentic change. And that's, it's beautiful. So
well, thank you.
Absolutely. It has been such a pleasure connecting with you.
You too.
You're such a beautiful soul.
So thank you.
Thank you, love.
Thanks. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. First and foremost, I have to say, I had to record and delete the outro to this to make changes. And I'll tell you why that is, but everything worked out really perfect. And the reason is because, you know, whenever I do these interviews and connect with a volunteer to help them, you know, coach them to get out of pain, I record the intro, the beginning part, and the outro, this end part, after I do the interview. And of course, I need to, because I never really know what's going to unfold during the time that I'm working with the volunteer. And so, you know, even on the intro for this episode, what I said in the beginning was, you know, you may want to ask yourself some of the same questions that I'm asking Denise. And so, you know, I'll record it afterwards so you know ahead of time to look for XYZ and, you know, and then at the end, a summary.
And so the summary that I had recorded for this one was about making authentic change and looking at self-punishment and looking at all of these things, which I will still talk about. But the reason that I say this all worked out perfect and that I needed to re-record this is because you hear me, you know, continue to say, if you've been on the previous episodes, you'll hear me keep saying that I make this look really easy. You know, when I take somebody and help them to shift pain, or I've taken people before with paralyzed limbs and shown them how to use their mind and then their arm or their leg is moving, you know, different things like that. So it's incredible to really see it. And of course, I'll say over and over again, I make this look really easy. And the reason I do that is because my goal is not to tell you, hey, you should be able to get out of pain in minutes. That is not what I'm trying to tell you. You know, that would be awesome. And it is true that you can. But there's a lot to making real change. Like, the whole goal of this is to make it life-changing, to take whatever it is that you're needing to change and really embrace the change. And so in this situation with Denise, it just so happened that I ended up seeing her a few days after this was recorded. And so what happened is, when I saw her, and we were at this charity event, and what happened when I saw her is she goes, okay, well, my pain is better. It's a 3, but it came back. Okay, so at least it was better. At least it was like a 3. And she said, you know, I've tried to get it gone, and I can't seem to get it gone without you. I don't know what's going on, but I'm doing everything and I'm trying, and I don't know what's going on. And so at this time, we were, you know, inside, and we were sitting down to a meal. And so I told her after we finish that I would help and show her what it was. And so we did exactly that. You know, after we were finished eating, we stepped outside and I said, okay, you know, what's your level? And she goes, it's about a 3, 3.5, somewhere in there. And I said, okay, great. And then I basically just coached her on the same thing. Sometimes it's easier to get results even faster when we're not recording. And of course, the reason for that is because a person can be nervous at the same time, and nervous is an emotion. Okay. So we were outside of this restaurant, and it probably took, I don't know, 2-3 minutes, somewhere between 2 and 3 minutes, not more, to get her pain completely gone, which is awesome. And she'll really want to look at these things and authentically change them. You know, you really do want to become life-changing. That's the whole goal of it, is to really embrace the change. And I will tell you, a good percentage of people will do this and do it in minutes, and they'll stay pain-free. And there are other people who, you know, will go back into the negative and who will really need to shift it. But again, that's the gift. And that is when it becomes life-changing. And it can be a lifelong pattern, you know, as this woman's mentioned. I mean, if you met this woman, I mean, she's like the sweetest woman. She's so kind, and she's thoughtful. And just in the time meeting her, she just has this really beautiful heart. She's talented. She's really great. And she's accomplished things in her life. She's done great things. And she's got this bogging her down, not only in the things that she wants to do in life, but also on the inside, and heavy on her heart, and of course, her physical body. And, you know, and letting it go is so key. You know, an emotional pattern of beating ourselves up or feeling bad about the past all the time, like she mentioned, you know, going through it, it's been a pattern for her that's been a lifelong pattern. And really changing it is key. And a lot of times what happens is we can definitely lose our joy in life from that one emotion. I mean, imagine for a moment, if you're walking around, let's say you got to go on a trip to a place that you've always wanted to go. Maybe it's Fiji, maybe it's New Zealand or Australia or the US or Hawaii or wherever that is for you. But imagine that you got this trip to go someplace that you always wanted to go. And as you get there, you're walking around and you're feeling really guilty, like you did something really wrong, and you're feeling heavy.
how much fun do you have? How much do you really enjoy it? You know, now, of course, delete that, delete, and instead picture yourself walking around wherever you always wanted to go and feeling so happy and so blessed and feeling good about you and good about yourself and deserving of a great life because you are, and really bring that in. You know, the emotions that we carry around inside, of course, can really take all of the fun out of even the things that we've always wanted to do. And so sometimes there will be people who are walking around going, you know, I just don't enjoy life anymore. I'm just tired of life, or nothing seems fun anymore. Well, yeah, because even if you go to your favorite place in the world, if you feel heavy inside, if you feel negative inside, it's not really fun. It takes the fun out of everything. And that can happen without consciously even being aware of it. You know, even if you think about it for a moment, in the beginning, I mentioned that I met her at a friend's house and we were all sitting around laughing. Okay, so she can have those moments of laughing and having a great time. And there's still that undertow feeling of really losing lust and joy in life that she's had. And so really creating that change is key. And, you know, and you want to really wholeheartedly embrace the change. And it might happen overnight. It might not. You know, the reality of it is on these episodes, what I'm wanting to do is I'm wanting to show you how fast you can get results. And it doesn't mean that you need to get results that fast. You know, even if we look at the last episode, you know, on the last episode, there was a woman who had been bedridden, you know, supine. So she had to lay completely flat and couldn't sit up for around 6 years. And from the time that she started my program, it took her 9 months to get better, you know, which 9 months could seem like a long time. But when you compare it to living life in bed in 90 years, you know, however long, 9 months is nothing. Not only that, but she had a lot of different things going on. I mean, she was allergic to like everything. I think she could eat something realistically, something like 8 different foods. I mean, she was allergic to everything, extreme pain, allergies, all kinds of things, POTS, tachycardia, EKG was off, you know, heart, blood pressure, pulse. I mean, all these things were all off. And major issues. And it did. It took her about 9 months. But if you look at it, in 9 months, she transformed her entire life. And 2 months later, after that, you know, she was running marathons, getting her driver's license again, all kinds of things. And so, you know, and all of the time when people go through it and then they look back, they go, oh my God, like, now I see I could have done it even faster if I would have followed through or did this or did that. You know, there's a lot of different things, and everybody at their own pace, whatever that is for you. But on these episodes, I want to show you what you can do. I want to show you, you know, what's possible, and that I see over and over and over, back to back, you know, people releasing pain, getting physical results from creating changes in their mind. And so there's that. And I also, you know, as we go through these episodes and things come up, you know, like on this one, feeling bad or guilty. You don't want to feel that way your whole life. How terrible is that? And some people, they do. They just try to ignore it. They try to shove it aside like it doesn't matter, stuff it further down and pretend it's not really there. That would have been me prior to really getting into emotions. I was really good. I don't know if it's not anything to brag about, but I was good at stuffing emotions, which wasn't a great thing. You know, I didn't realize it's like if you put everything in a closet and you don't realize that that closet's eventually going to overflow. That's what I did. And so, you know, and that's what a lot of us are doing. But either way, my point being is that this worked out absolutely perfect because the pain did come back and it became an awareness of needing to change. Now, of course, it was a bit better than it had been before, which was good. So at least there's improvement, but creating that real change is what's key. And so, you know, you'll hear me say on these episodes, start putting in the positive, start putting in the positive. And it's not because that's what I teach is my core thing. I mean, I have an 8-step process that I teach to take somebody through the steps of transformation. And a lot of it has to do with doing work at a deeper level in the subconscious mind. And you'll hear me, of course, on these keep saying, make sure to put in the positive. And this is the reason that I keep emphasizing putting in the positive. And actually, there's a few reasons. But if we stop for a moment and think about the way that our culture deals with emotions, what happens? Let's say somebody has something that's bothering them, that's stressing them out, that's hurting their feelings, that has been a problem for a while. What do they typically do? Well, typically, they'll talk about it with some people. Or maybe they'll set up a therapy session and they'll go talk about the problem. And they talk about the problem and they talk about what's going on, or they hold it inside and they bottle it up and they talk about it, or they bottle it up, whatever it is. But when do we put in the positive? Like, it's like the more we talk about the negative and talk about the negative, that's not going to ever turn into positive. I mean, maybe eventually it might feel better or released a little bit, but that's still not going to put in the positive. Meaning this, let's say that you decide that you don't like your couch and you want to get rid of it. And so you throw it out, you get rid of it. Does that mean a new couch is just going to jump into its place? No, it's not. Okay, chances are that's not going to happen. You're going to have to get another couch. Okay, so when we look at positive emotions for a moment, we can look at somebody who's positive and say, oh my God, they're so happy. So we can see a happy feeling. Or somebody else who is so grateful. Or somebody else who walks around and they're always laughing and telling jokes. Or somebody else who walks around and they just have like the sweetest feeling to them. They're so sweet. Now, if you think about somebody who's super, super sweet compared to somebody who's feeling so grateful, compared to somebody who's laughing and telling jokes all the time, you can see these are all happy forms of happy emotions, but they're different forms of happy emotions. And so my point is, it's not like if you get rid of a negative emotion, all of a sudden you're like, oh, sweet, popped into place. Or, oh, super grateful, popped into place. That's usually not how it goes. You know, a lot of times what could happen with people is that maybe there was something negative that was bothering them. And if they have like a negative mindset or a mindset that's used to focusing on the negative things, then what'll happen is that after that issue is then resolved, then they'll think about the next fearful issue or the next concerning or stressful issue. And it's like something else will come up that they've got to bring their attention to, or that they feel the need to bring their attention to. My point is that we need to make sure to bring in the positive. And you know, there's multiple things involved, and I know that I make it look very simple, and I keep saying that because it's true, okay? I make it look very simple, ridiculously easy, and again, that is the reason that I deleted the outro on this one and re-recorded it, because I'm like, okay, here is somebody who is back in pain and, you know, who saw some improvement, who was first and foremost able to get rid of it. And if you think about it for a moment, at the very beginning of my session with her, you might remember her saying, I'm not ever in pain. You might remember it was something like that. It was like, I'm never in pain. And it was like a word stumbling. It was like, oh, you know, I'm always in pain, however you want to say it. Okay. So she has been always, the pain is always there. And that's been her norm. And so the fact that she can use this and release the pain is huge. It's huge. Now she can see how to do it. And so, again, that's the reason I wanted to delete and re-record it, is because I want you to know transparently, hey, this is how it works. And that real change is required. And it really, really is the gift. And I'll share even more about what that looks like in the gift. And we'll also talk even more about authentic change and what that looks like. But when I'm doing these, you know, a lot of the things that I'm wanting you to get from this is how amazing we are, how you can see back to back people making incredible changes, how it does take authentic change. And not only that, but even having it raise some awareness for you as to things that you will want to change in your life, whether you have health issues or not, but to really create that change and to create it at a deeper level. And of course, I do have classes available and you can always jump into one. So I don't want to make you feel unsupported. My goal is to really share with you how freaking amazing we all are. And, you know, if I was going to do a podcast on the transformation of one person and as they're working through it, you might find, you know, from A to Z, you might find the process a little bit boring to go through it because they're doing internal work on the inside. So there'd be long places of pauses and silence as they're thinking about it. Also different tools and techniques that you wouldn't necessarily be able to see clearly, all of that. So anyway, moving forward, we'll definitely continue to look at the gift in healing and what that really means. And not only that, but ways to further embrace authentic change. So that said, I hope you guys have found this super empowering. And I know it's probably not the optimal outcome for some people where they just like, go, okay, well, I want to see the pain gone. I get that. I understand. But I do think this was perfect and divinely unfolded in a way to just show you what's real and what I get to see. And also to keep in mind that real change is key. So that said, guys, we'll take it even further. We'll keep going on the next episode. I look forward to connecting with you then. And of course, if you haven't seen, you know, some of the pictures from the last episode of the woman who was supine and bedridden is now running marathons, you'll want to check it out. There are others that are doing incredible things that I'll bring on as well. Just people who have gotten incredible results and continue to get incredible results with all kinds of things. So of course, I'll share those with you because the more you hear this and the more you're aware of it, the more you realize our minds are really incredible. And so that said, again, I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.